Gender Lens 2. Sustainable Finance. Women as Catalysts for Sustainable Growth in India. CMA, Dr. Kailash A. Kalyani. Superintendent, Admin and Accounts, DGMS. Nagpur. Sustainability is no longer a buzzword, but a necessity for survival. By integrating ESG considerations into financial systems, sustainable finance achieves long-term social, economic, and environmental goals. Adopting a gender lens within this framework promotes both environmental sustainability and gender equality. In India, women act as catalysts for growth through financial inclusion and entrepreneurship. This article explores the gender dimensions of sustainable finance concerning SDG 5 and interconnected goals, highlighting relevant government schemes and financial initiatives. By identifying existing barriers, the paper emphasizes the need for gender-responsive policies. Empowering women as economic agents is vital for accelerating India's progress toward the SDG 2030 targets and the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Sustainable Finance Conceptual Framework. Sustainability marks its instigation during the period 1645 to 1714, when the term sustainable forest management came into operation. It took long onerous ramble to let the world realize its significance when in 1970s it had been discussed in broader spectrum. And at the same time, seeds of sustainable finance had been planted with the launch of Pax World Fund. Establishment of UNEP-FI in 1992 has been another significant landmark to muster private sector finance for sustainable development. With gradual pace in time, sustainable finance has gained popularity and has become significant component to attain SDGs and goals of Viksit Bharat as well. There is no doubt that the countries can attain SD goals by utilizing sustainable finance effectively. Again, it will surely be vital to achieve economy targets of Viksit Bharat through IFSCA as catalyst, supported by growth drivers and digital integration. This era has started realizing the significance of sustainability, considering it indispensable for survival of the planet. Global endeavor to attain commonly shared SD goals is a remarkable step towards this direction. As such, sustainable finance can be seen as an exigent inevitability to affluently sustain the globe. It supports one of the three P's of sustainability, which constitutes people, planet, and profit. Components of ESG has brought one of the major transformations in financial system of any country, India being no exception. The concept provides the finance machineries to think beyond realizing profit, a way to endure inclusive economic growth. On simple note, sustainable finance as aims to protect environment, nurtures social benefits and builds ethic-based companies. By integrating its core components ESG The term can be closely interlinked with financial sustainability to share certain common objectives. However, sustainable finance supports and, in a way, embraces financial sustainability in terms of its accomplishment. Sustainable finance supports what Peter Drucker has said once, that the best way to predict the future is to create it. In reality, it provides an opportunity not only to save but also to create a sustainable world ahead, overcoming from various financial concerns the world is witnessing today. Sustainable finance again ratifies the essence of sustainable development. To attain economic development while caring for both society and the environment, as finance has always been an important aspect and play vital role to bring holistic development. As stated by our Honorable PM Narendra Modiji, economic freedom is very important for women empowerment. They must be partners in economic development also. The early we start, the early we get it. Practicing sustainability should be in practice, a continual endeavor which shall be done collectively at every phase. If one analyses, many SD goals endorse sustainable finance, so it can be tackled in parallel to achievement of SDG 2030. If one observes the plan of action, it may vary with the strategies adopted by the countries, however, the spirit would always be same. Sustainable finance at present appears to have created its awareness in large industries and corporate sectors, but in reality, it shall be practiced at each entrepreneurship level. Recent statistics shown as women contributes around 14% of entrepreneurship in India may reflect half picture. To consider it as foremost influencer factor towards fostering sustainable finance. But if one take into consideration the growth potential of hastening women entrepreneurship to catch the target of 30 million by 2030, it promises the sustainable world about their potential to build sustainable finance in future. Analyzing a broader picture of entire world, women entrepreneurs at present generates more than one-third pie, with notable figure of above 126 million. It ensures the world to envisage women entrepreneurs as key influencer in achieving the fruits of sustainable finance for the country as well as the world. Gender dimensions. In order to analyze gender dimensions of sustainable finance, one should not get muddled with gender equity and gender equality. Every year, WEF publishes GGGI as significant benchmark to analyze gender parity of 148 countries through its four numbers of sub-indices, namely, economic participation and opportunity, educational attainment, health and survival, and political empowerment. The recent statistics put Iceland at first position with 0.926 score, Finland second position with 0.879, both at high income, while India is placed at 131st position at lower middle income. Group with score of 0.644. At lower middle income group, the aggregate close was 66%. It was observed that the share of female employed in high income group was low in tradable merchandise, and vice versa in low income group. What stands more significant with reference to sustainable finance is position in economic participation and opportunity, which falls deep low with 144th rank, with improvement score more than its present score value. However, the same also directs towards ample scope in this area. Women, anywhere, strives for gender equality but get oppressed due to various reasons in this male dominating planet. However, concerns females everywhere are overburdened with domestic works, and the situation is direst for working women. At such, women contribute to sustainable finance, bestows responsibility on various classes, working and non-working, literate and illiterate. But at instant, question arises how sustainable finance shall be looked from perspective of gender dimensions. Re-envisioning sustainable finance through gender lens. Gender lens explicitly set eyes on SDG 05, i.e. gender equality, to envisages sustainable finance, which comprise 9.6 outcome plus 3 implementation targets and 14 indicators. It is not the standalone goal dedicated for almost half of the universe population, but when one analyses deeply, it embeds 14 of 17 goals, enclosing 54 gender-specific indicators developed by IAEA, GGS and UNSD. If we analyze in broader sense, there stands 88 gender-related indicators. However, all the indicators, unswervingly or incidentally, foster sustainable finance, as it holds a very crucial part of sustainable development. In fact, all 17 goals are framed with due care. After analyzing the common global issues, visionary roadmap to achieve sustainable future with 169 targets, 248 indicators, can't ignore half of the population to attain it within timeline. Each of the nations have framed their own NIF and RIF based on their policies and other supremacies. Role of MOSPI and NITI, AIG and various ministries is quite crucial in framing national indicators and achieving goals through SDG India Index. Not all SD goals are gender sensitive, some are gender sparse or gender blind. Sustainable finance being an integral part can be achieved in alignment with attainment of SD goals through green investments, ESG investments, government regulations, green startups, reduce carbon emissions, providing fair remunerations, environment-friendly schemes, supporting sustainable products, government interventions and support mechanisms. Now the key question arises how women can promote sustainable finance, or how sustainable finance contributes towards women empowerment. As a matter of fact, it endorses mutual process which reciprocates in order to serve dual purpose. It implies women financial enrichment can be achieved through various schemes and initiatives promoting sustainable finance. These can be done by concentrating more on those gender-specific indicators, which can be correlated with sustainable finance. Though women contribute about 50% of population, financial rights still hold by males in most of the families, business houses in male-dominating society. Making digital savvy to Indian women shall be considered as one of the preliminary steps towards their financial inclusion. However, by virtue of the social customs, women are taught to take of their families, household management, which not only inculcate savings habits but also build their financial decision-making ability. It augments their probability to become great entrepreneurs. The PLFS 2023-24 reports a notable increase in FLFPR to 41.7%, up from 23.3% in 2017-18. Efficient home management embrace sustainability as one of the prime requisites, and by nature, women, who masters home management, in turn, have better chances to excel in promoting the sustainable finance, if the society strive to minimize the gender gap. However, it necessitates to address the challenges in phase-wise manner. Barriers to gender-responsive sustainable finance. Despite significant progress, the journey towards gender-responsive sustainable finance remains intricate and need to strive hard to break social and economic barriers. One of the most significant challenges is their disproportionately low participation in economic activities, especially in the formal sectors. Inadequate access to decent employment, persistent gender wage gaps, and low presence of women in leadership positions restrict their effective participation in sustainable finance. India's lower position in the World Economic Forum's Gender Gap Index, especially in the domain of economic participation and opportunity, clearly highlights this structural disparity. The financial literacy of Indian women, especially rural, is still a great challenge, despite of the digital initiatives being taken by the government. In most of the rural families, women still have very less access or no access to electronic gadgets like smartphones, laptops, etc. However, the recently released MOSPI Women and Men in India 2024 report in April 2025 stated that women hold about 39.2% of all bank accounts in India and account for roughly 39.7% of total deposits, with 42.2% ownership in rural areas. This reflects an optimistic trajectory towards women's financial inclusion, indicating that government-led banking initiatives, particularly PMJDY, digital payments, and direct benefit transfers, disproportionate share of responsibilities due to excessive household activities, which becomes even severe for working women, is a major factor, which affects their time and energy for productive moves in this direction. Society, though, accepts this fact, revolution in practice is long away. Other crucial challenges include practical hurdles in training and skill development programs. For women, restricted economic autonomy due to patriarchal system adopted, less participation in formal sectors, low representation in STEM and green finance, inadequate gender responsive financing, etc. Policy roadmap and strategic way forward. A phased roadmap is required to be prepared to align with SDG 2030 and even to move ahead for Viksit Bharat 2047. It shall include social initiatives to reduce unpaid household care encumbrance, encouragement to green entrepreneurship, expanding their horizon to formal financial sectors, strengthening educational initiatives and digital awareness programs, gender budgeting, women's asset ownership, convergence with various government schemes, stimulating ESG financing, etc. The phase-wise planning shall include building the foundation for women's financial inclusion, financial literacy initiatives, steps towards economic authorization, building sustainable headship. The various women-centric schemes shall need to align with SDG indicators and primarily attempts to be done to enhance women participation in formal sectors. A gender-responsive approach to sustainable finance, supported by robust policies, financial inclusion, digital empowerment, and climate resilient investments, can transform women into key architects of India's sustainable future. Sustainable finance opens the pathway to a resilient future, with women at the heart of this transformation.